If there's a will, there's a way. Today, we talk about how teachers on the neighbor island solved a problem that was getting in the way of distance learning. HBR's Ku'uwe Hiraishi joins us this morning with the story. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. We did reach out to Hawaiian immersion preschool teachers over in Hana, Maui, so we do know how far the road is to Hana. As you can imagine, some of the internet there is also very spotty, and so distance learning was a challenge. But I first wanted to touch on just the idea of having to design assignments for parents to use at this time when, like we heard from parents last week, when the parent doesn't speak Hawaiian, right? And so having teachers design curriculum around that sort of language gap has been something that has been challenging. So in reaching out to Kaimana Kabibi, he is the teacher over at Punanalea Ohana, a language immersion preschool, but he's also a father. And so in talking to him about how he designs his assignments with that in mind, here's a little bit about what he had to say. So he tries to simplify basically the lesson plan so that parents don't outright get frustrated with their children because they can't understand what it is that they are doing. So one of the ways in which, and we were talking about this earlier, he's decided to do that is to make it fun, but also have the language component to it, was to actually come up with an hour-long daily radio program that they broadcast from the old, so 96.3 Koko FM over there in Hana, out of the old courthouse is where it's broadcast, low power radio. It's actually a very interesting setup, and he does this Monday through Friday. He goes through the daily protocol of chants and songs, things that the preschoolers have become accustomed to in the classroom, but then they'll tune in on their radio, or if they have internet, they can live stream as well. But it does allow not just the preschoolers to get the lessons that they would normally get on a daily basis, but it has actually brought in a lot of Hana residents who are sort of eager, because it's conducted entirely in Olelo Hawaii, right? So this hour long of just being exposed to the language has really kind of taken it outside of just the preschooler circles, but at that level, allowing folks to be exposed to the language as well.
I just love that idea, you know, sitting there and listening to this with your family, and just the exposure is great.
Yeah, and you know, at first it was sort of this big challenge. Okay, what are we going to do? Our kids don't have internet. How do we get to them? And so adapting, as we said, as COVID-19 has kind of forced all of us to do in our daily lives, this was an interesting adaptation for this teacher. I wanted to give you guys just a little clip of sort of the beginning of his show that he did last week. Here's a little listen.
Kako mane I ke kakaiaka e imi ana I ke ola o ka olalo Hawaii. Aloha!
He does have some of his preschoolers actually call in, or he does have them on the radio, and they kind of, you know, oh my God, I'm on the radio, and this is part of my learning. And so it will be interesting to see whether or not they're going to continue this after, I guess, normal, the new normal comes back in. I know that in speaking, we've got about 12 Hawaiian language immersion preschools statewide, these Punanaleos, about 330 students. So since COVID-19 classrooms have been closed, but teachers have sort of tried to be there for their students, some holding Zoom classes an hour a day, maybe three times a week. This has been one of the more active or proactive preschools that I've seen, having that hour-long radio program every day, Monday through Friday, plus the three, you know, Zoom sessions. And so, but because tuition dollars weren't coming in, they did have to lay off. Each preschool had to look at, you know, whether or not they could financially keep staffers and teachers on. So there were teachers that we did speak to that were let go, you know, like a lot of the other businesses, they weren't immune to this. But it was interesting in speaking to Evelico Liota. He is a former, I guess, sort of in limbo, Punanaleo Oko'olaupoko teacher, a Kahana resident here on O'ahu, who did get, who did lose his job because of this. But interestingly enough, he has not gotten, you know, he continues to be a presence in his preschoolers' lives by joining in on those Zoom sessions, okay. Even though he's not getting paid and even though he didn't get his unemployment check yet. But here's Liota talking about that. So he's saying that he'll try to get in as much Zoom time or FaceTime with the kids as he can, just to give them that sense of normalcy of, you know, continuing to see the faces that they've always seen. So he does participate in Zoom at least two or three times a week. And I asked him, if, you know, is this changing things for you? Are you going to continue to work in this line of work, knowing that, you know, if something should ever happen, you're going to lose your job again? And he said he is very much dedicated to the Ulelo and does plan. In fact, they did get federal funds. The Aha Punanaleo, which is the advocacy organization that oversees all these preschools, did get federal funds to rehire some of these teachers. And so Liota was one of several who have reapplied for their old positions and hoping to get to work in the next couple of weeks, but also prepare these preschools for reopening in August. So they will not be going back into their classrooms until next fall. But they are in the process of equipping these schools with everything that they would need. But they are waiting on guidelines or federal guidelines or state guidelines even on how, you know, to do that. Are we going to need some strict social distancing or some form of social distancing? And how can that play out in these preschool classrooms, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I applaud the innovation of our teachers and the fact that this community said, okay, internet sucks. We're going to try radio. So hats off to them. But thank you so much for this story.
Mahalo.
We have been exploring distance learning over this last week and a half, and today we are talking with HPR's Ku'uwehi Hiraishi about how one community on Maui rose to the occasion to find a way to make it all work.